Salvation Lost by Peter F. Hamilton. Narrated by John Lee. Vian Calling. The dark, cold bulk of the Nayana insertion ship had been travelling through interstellar space for 22 years before it flew across the faint, twinkling specks of the star's cometary belt. Half a light year ahead, their G9 target star shone with a strong, silver-white glare, casting its intense rays over a family of 12 planets. The fourth planet, a small, solid world, was emitting a bright babble of radio signals, a source that a Nayana abode cluster had picked up when the Vians began their tentative first broadcasts 53 years earlier. A trio of moons orbited the warm, life-rich fourth planet in eccentric, million-kilometer loops above its white clouds, lush continents, and deep blue oceans. Two of them were now also emitting electromagnetic signals. The radio waves were coming from the pioneering research bases that the native Vians had recently constructed. 47 different Vian clans were operating space programs, putting aside their conflict-heavy history to collaborate on the great adventure out across the Gulf of Space. The insertion ship flew in north of the solar ecliptic, shedding cold mass in irregular bursts like a black comet, a deceleration maneuver that took 19 months. This was always the riskiest part of the voyage. The Vians currently had 32 robot space probes traversing their solar system, sending back a great deal of crude science sensor data to their home world, as well as two high-powered observatories on the largest moon. The chance of one spotting the insertion ship was slim, but the controlling sentience took no chances. By the time it passed the innermost gas giant, it was down to 25 meters in diameter. It had no magnetic field, and the outer shell was fully radiation-absorbent in every spectrum, making it invisible to any telescopes. As it closed on Vian, it detected a spaceship departing one of the three stations in low orbit, a nuclear fission rocket sending it on a 10-month flight to the fifth planet. A crew of 11 Vians was crammed into its small life support cabin, emissaries of their species' exuberant spirit, boldly outbound on their first interplanetary flight. Given that the Vians had only launched their first chemical propellant rocket into orbit 17 years earlier, the insertion ship's controlling sentience was impressed by the speed of their technological progress. During its long, lonely voyage between the stars, it had monitored the plethora of signals broadcast from Vian, building up an extensive knowledge base of the species' history and culture. Socially, they were organized along clan lines, a protective imperative bestowed by their distinct reproductive biology. Each female had up to 10 mates, who all fertilized her egg cluster over the course of her 15-year adult life stage. When she was ready to gestate, she became immobile, feeding on the pre-digested pulp provided by her mates as her wombs began to swell. Giving birth to up to 50 infant Vians was her last living act, though the insertion ship had recently picked up broadcasts speculating that modern medical techniques might be able to prolong female life after birth. From what the controlling sentience could understand, the concept was regarded as far-fetched and almost heretical, though so far, the Vians seemed to have avoided the whole concept of deities and religion. Physically, the Vians had four legs, supporting a rounded, double-sectioned body with eight upper arm limbs. There was a long, prehensile neck on the top, lifting up an ovoid cranium containing eight eyes and a combination ear-echo-sonar organ, providing all-around perception. Their particular sensorium neurology meant they'd evolved past the concept of front and back, and now had the capacity for free-ranging motion. That specific analytic ability gave the controlling sentience some difficulty when it came to developing equivalent thought routines for the six Vian body biologics that it was now growing in its onboard molecular initiators. Fortunately, Vian biochemistry was relatively easy to replicate. As it closed to within a million kilometers of Vian, the insertion ship discarded the last of its reaction mass as it performed a final deceleration maneuver. Now it was basically just falling toward the southernmost tip of the Farava continent. The lights of nighttime urban citadels sparkled across